How would you describe your music? What idiom would you put it in?
The only thing I could think of, because I really don't like categories, but the only thing I could think of is inspirational. And I think music that is from the heart falls right into that category. People who really feel what it is that they're doing. And ultimately, all music is or can be inspirational. And that's why it's so important to let your gift be guided by something more clear. You know?
And the thing is, we don't know. You think you know where that gift comes from?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can you talk about that?
Our show right here, WPRK, Winter Park, Florida, 91.5 FM. I am conscious, and I be wishing that what happened this week didn't happen this week. You are, sir.
I am be unique, and I be right there with you.
Man, as I'm sure everybody knows that, you know, Prince, or the artist, I think they called it the love symbol number two now. The artist, he passed away this week. What was it, Thursday, I think it was?
Yeah, I think so.
I 2016, boy, it's going to go down in history as, like, horrible year for legends. I mean, I don't know, beat, like, damn, it's Prince. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's Prince. And you know you made an impact on people when upon your passing, there's a Google doodle about you. You know what I mean? Like Google.
Yeah, man.
Cuz I know Google, they do their stuff way ahead of time. You know what I mean? Like, cuz it takes time to create those doodles. And I think it was like the day of, or like right afterward, like they had Google, and it was like a purple background, and it was like rain. And I was like, oh man, that's crazy. And also, you know, like when NASA tweets out, you know what I'm saying, about they tweeted the Crab Nebula because it looks purple. You know what I'm saying? And on their Twitter, they said, what did they say? Hold on. Oh, yeah, a purple nebula in honor of Prince, who passed away today. I mean, now this is NASA. Like, all they do is science. You know what I mean? But for an artist to reach that many people, and not just, like, one person who handles the Twitter. I'm sure you had to get that cleared with a bunch of people at NASA. Same thing with Google. You know what I mean? So for everybody to be, like, to A-OK that and be like, yeah, that's good. Let's do that. That speaks volumes. You know what I mean?
Yo, he's like one of those rare few artists, man. You know what I mean? Like, that did his own thing and did it well and tried different stuff, and what an artist should be.
Exactly.
That's what he was.
Like that, like that, like that intro, and I have an outro at the end of the show. It was an interview that he did with Larry King on CNN, and he was just saying, you know, how his music is just, you know, like based on inspiration and should inspire and all these, you know what I'm saying? And he did that well. I mean,
yeah, man,
it's Prince. Like, you can't like define him. But what's also crazy is that everybody were purple. Now, if you've been watching, of course there's been a lot of tributes and a lot of stuff on the news and videos and all that. It wasn't just purple this man was rocking. This man rocked every color. But for him to be, you know what I'm saying, synonymous with purple is kind of amazing too. Like a color. You know what I mean? That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, man, it's hard. It's like I've been watching interviews and stuff and videos on him since Thursday.
Yeah,
crazy stuff. Now, like Stevie Wonder better watch out because everybody's talking about putting him in bubble wrap.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Oh man, the internet. And what's crazy is it's not like he was, like, I think Prince, he was like one of the last like mysterious artists where you don't, like, with social media and everything, you're almost into everybody's business now. You know what I mean? Where he's...
I think that's another reason why so many people were so, like, a part of that. A little small part is because he was so mysterious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because he's like...
I call him a unicorn. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, like, he's that mysterious... I mean, he's so mysterious that Dave Chappelle had skits based on what other people's stories about him were. You know what I mean?
The stories are crazy.
Some of the greatest skits and stories that Dave Chappelle was based on this man's life, which is amazing.
I posted the one about Questlove telling the story about how, like, Finding Nemo got Questlove fired. Crazy. Have you seen that?
No, I never saw that. What was
you
that?
You gotta watch it on YouTube, man. Just put it, it's just you basically search on YouTube, put Questlove versus Prince 2.
Okay.
Like the number, yeah, 2.
Hey, do me a favor, in the No Better section, if you could post that link, because I have the Larry King interview.